I'm not going there.
Community Hall, 7-1-744.
And our attorney, Barry Gibb.
We have a receipt on that with the gift bag.
Yeah.
It's not a gift. I want them back if you don't throw them.
You did look comfortable.
Yeah.
You did look comfortable.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah. Who trained him? Oh, you know what? He doesn't look nearly as comfortable over there as you do.
Do you have your little recorder?
Yes.
Are you ready? I'd like to call the committee of the whole meeting for July 1 for the Village of Round Lake to order to 8:45 p.m. Pardon me, 7:45. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Clemens?
Here.
Trustee Fry?
Present.
Trustee Newby?
Present.
Trustee Sanicelli? Trustee Trippin?
Present.
Trustee Wyszynski?
Present. Item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of June 17, 2013.
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Wyszynski, second by Trustee Trippin. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We have the same public. Any further comment? Willie already did it. Thank you for coming again, so, everybody. Human Resources and Finance, salary orders. Pardon me, Community
Development.
Mr. Fry.
Yes. There are two programs that I'm currently working on. One is the SBA, their incubator program, and we're going to need possibly some help from you and Ron to look at our annex building. Also, I also plan to work on the farmer's market, and I'd like to bring it back on the schedule for next week. And by that time, I should be ready to actually talk with my coach and make sure that we are on the same page. Incubator. It's with the SBA.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
What it is right now, there are businesses that are out there that are asking for money from the SBA to start. And what it is that we have a building that has just nothing going on inside of it. We cannot, and from what I understand, we cannot make a profit from this building. But if the SBA has this program where if you give them the space, you don't charge them rent, but they have to take care of the utilities and things that go along with it. Therefore, we have a building that is costing us money, and that drain won't be on the village. At the same time, in their contract with us, is that they will start their business around the lake and stay right here around the lake. So believe me, from that business, from our domicile, they'll take up a business residence right here around the lake with us.
The FCC also provides them, or the FDA actually provides them with someone to do the incubation. basically that person helping them get started from ground up for their business. They do their business within the area we give them, and then they stay in our local area. So technically what you are doing is you're incubating your future businesses. You're giving them the start, the wherewithal, the help, and the guidance so that they don't fall flat on their faces. And the SBA gives them the backup money, and we all work together. It's a win-win.
And you're saying that you're making money about them, and then you go them, make them successful.
And they have to locate here? Well, that could be a proviso of the agreement with them.
But that's what comes back to us.
Mr. Mayor, I know we did have some question about that, if you're entertaining that.
Thank you.
Now, how long would it stay in information about paying tax to the local?
Well, actually, their business does pay tax.
Oh, it does.
Their business would pay tax. And they stay here. They understand, I was at the meeting today. They determine a time frame in which the business should be up and going and formidable on their own right. And then they kind of the best. So it depends on the business, and it depends on how eager and how quickly they want to grow this business and become solid on their own.
So they just could be tax modern, the building that we own.
This would be running their own business, and they're paying taxes to the village as they would appropriately be getting in their city for the business. So that they would be paying taxes. No, it would be paying taxes on the business. They would be making a profit here on that building. So they can't pay us rent from what I'm understanding. And I don't think, can they pay part of our taxes, though? The building taxes for the use?
What tax is available?
I don't know what that is.
That's, I don't have details yet. We're just in the first stage of this. And that's the reason why I said come back in a week or two and I should have better answers for you.
I have a real quick question to ask. So we can't wait for money, we can't pay rent for your rent on the building. The main company sold the food and the stacks. We have one now. We have the original year. That's a chance he sits on our property, but we have to pay the property tax on that. So we sold the food and the other use. Help me out, your attorney. You can't have a income producing business on government owned land.
Well, typically, but the leasehold becomes taxable.
Yeah.
So property tax would be paid by the tenant. So you can, the municipal code allows it. You can definitely do it. It's just to have everybody's eyes open, the tenant pays the tax.
I'd rather incubate the business.
Well, if we have property or we have space in particular that's not being used, are we just going to let it turn to dust and, 20 years from now we decide we need more space because, everything's up and booming again, and that's gone to hell in a handbag and we have to redo it just to use it, whereas we can be making it useful, giving ourselves a benefit in both the upstart and the back end. So I don't see a downside to this yet, but I'm sure that as we go through all the details, we'll find a couple
of snacks that we can work on right now. I was here at least a month, maybe 5 weeks before I got noticed you didn't want me to go over there because I didn't want to get into that site, and I went down to the
Every time we asked what we could do with it, we thought we can't. So this is a possible can, and that's all I got for us.
Well, I have to thank Mr. Fry for starting the research on this. Obviously, there's going to have to be a lot more research done into it, and hopefully a package put together to present to us.
Right.
So
I don't have a proposal yet. I talked to Mr. Fry about I've got the down speed down on my phone, so talk to me regularly. So it's just a matter of time before I get the paperwork. Once I do that, I have a few days left and such, and then after I do that, then I'll bring it back to you.
Thank you.
And he's also saying that this was about
last week. Thank you again, Trustee Fry.
Yeah.
Human Resources and Finance.
Yes, we do have the salary ordinance. Basically, we are looking to get everyone's approval to move forward. The ability to give our employees, those who are not in the unions already, a COLA, which is 2%. They would also be allowed to receive monies for their steps as well, depending on who's up for that and benefit from that. We obviously have not been as generous as we could be in the recent past for financial reasons, but I think that the Finance Committee can honestly say that this is a worthwhile endeavor for our top employees at this time.
I would say that there's only 16 full-time employees, it's permanent part-time employees covered under this. Out of those full-time employees, almost 50% will be capped and only 50% increase in pay wages. The rest of the union under staff. We haven't given a staff increase in over for about 4 years. There's a bargaining unit out there now, and they've been coming in to not receive any staff set off. And I think it's a good idea to get our other employees back on staff. For this current fiscal year budgeted. The COLA I'm recommending, though, we are recommending to be implemented July versus May 1 special, and that saved $80, about $4,000 to July versus May 1. Besides that, I'm supposed to have any questions.
The bargaining unit, they're still in negotiation?
Yes.
Will they be affected by this?
No, I put them off this salary ordinance.
Okay.
Mayor, one of the things salary ordinance does, and this is actually a best practices thing too, and so I recommend you move forward with salary ordinance. One thing to really kick it up a notch, a lot of my clients find helpful is to have more data in here as far as the number of positions at each step and grade, so that there's sometimes some tension between boards based on what's budgeted and what is allowed to be hired in each position. And you can take care of that if you're inclined to through some pretty straightforward revisions to even this, which is a very good document. You can load it up with even more data, and that sets your hiring policy essentially for the next fiscal year. So that's something to consider. If you want to do that, we can do it. It hasn't historically been done in Round Lake. There is something to be said about if it isn't broke, don't fix it. But we do, for our seasonal employees, come back in the wintertime for snowplow operators and things like that, and it is something that you can knock out with your salary ordinance and not have to revisit it again unless this changes. So something to consider.
So if I just to ask a question, if I do snowplow operators at 5 and Mr. Crew decides he wants to stop, you would need to come back at 2
to bump it up. Right. And you would put them in, and they don't have to be in a set position on this chart. They could have their own grade, they could have their own classification, but in other words, you would take care of your hiring for the fiscal year, which in one fell swoop with the salary ordinance, and then there doesn't have to be questions about whether you can fill a position or not, and you just take care of it all at once. I think it would. I mean, Steve and I and Eric can work together on the format of the thing and make sure it does meet the needs. But I know Steve already has all the data, so
yes, it's not that.
And it would seem the deadline to have the payroll
for the 28th. Yes. If it was approved, it's not a
salary ordinance can be modified.
We can just have the modified version of that.
That's what I'm saying.
Instead of coming back to carry the whole thing.
And we have clients who modify their pay plans all throughout the year as a matter of routine, so it is a living document that comes back to you from time to time.
So the reason I think it approved the coal increase and salary increases that come back with the right documentation, that's been passed on by the test.
So the finance committee would recommend that we do just that.
And include the snowplow folks, can we do that too?
We have them still at the payrolls again. I don't know if one names or just.
No, you just put up the number of authorized positions.
That's what I'm looking for.
And if the board likes, you can put in there to be authorized to be hired during the months of December through February.
We also have stuff in here that we have part-time accountants, and it was approved a long time ago. We really don't have any questions.
It's not in the budget?
Zero.
You say.
And then we have to go back and say we need help.
So we'll move the salary ordinance forward as discussed and have it ready for the regular meeting.
Which is your 3 months today?
Everybody fine with that? Very good.
We have a question on the digital slow software.
My head speaks from the clarification from the state. Snow drug is our call plan lead. Are they part-time employees?
The snowbirds that we have in payroll for snowplow operations only are considered part-time. They're not the seasonal part-time. So I think that's how many you think you need to put it in there. I mean, if it's 5 or 7, you still have a budget of apps. You're going to use some of the apps. So that's what we did with 2% of that.
So the thought would be that the board takes that action now with this ordinance so that in season you don't have to come back to get the authorization to do the hiring because it's already been authorized.
Thank you.
We'll move forward on that. Public Works.
Yes, I'll let Ron this off, but I'll do it. But this, I think you guys discussed it at the last board meeting, and this is about establishing an urban forest management program. So we, as the Public Works subcommittee, met and kind of hashed out some additional ideas. And I'll let Ron go through and explain those.
Thank you, Mayor. I hope everyone got a completed factor in an email from Mark, whatever happened in the copy. And I'll make it available today. And trust you, Ron, discussion from my perspective, clear desire and recognition that we need to have some formal program deal with your properties and understand or deal with parkway trees, 500 of which are ash or other species, and not just program that I outlined a lot with Ron Mott. I have been offered a way to help this year describing the community program and a sub-element of that program being the definition of cost-sharing mechanism to help secure some of this and priority innovation for free
So Sue, I think you were going to talk about funding. I think you were going to have meetings. I don't know if we're going to run and talk about, do we have the resources to cover the full $60,000? Do we even need the full $60,000, given that its program will really be starting in late July or early August?
I think your second question is probably more the before we say we're going to find $60,000 this year, we need to find out what the premium cost is this year to take care of debt streams and those are so that they need to, and obviously the anchor streams. Once we figure that out, then that's a priority because we know how much we really need to pull out. Second to that, there are a couple of areas that we probably could pull some of this money out, reserves being one of them, but not one I'd like to see us take. Our general fund actually came in much higher than our projected. In fact, we had a little over a mill in it, but we only figured we were going to have about $710,000. So we have some money there. Again, we still have some road issues and infrastructure issues that I'd like to take that money towards and get a little bump up on some of the things we know are going to be more problematic later. Then if you go into capital projects fund. We have one here for downtown flood control project. We don't have all the information on exactly how much is going to be necessary in that account. If we're not using that entire account, we could pull a few there for this year and find funding for next year. If it is not all needed, we can do that.
Did we get clarification, I mean, on what that was for?
We have not had full clarification.
Yes.
I'm not in there, and I apologize. It should be clear. This is not a one-year program.
I'm not talking about this being a one-year program.
Right.
And my best estimate is to deal with just the 700 trees in removal purchase of a quality tree by us, now by 800, and 800 in employment at all of the best estimate of $300,000. So cost sharing might help us to some extent over the best I can tell you is the round number of $300,000 needed to get over the square footage. Could I spend more than $60,000? how quickly we want to grow is the question as to until we get started and know how much it will cost by contract to do the trees, how much it will cost us to be inch and a half, 2 inch, and how much equipment that we're dealing with round numbers. We can go as far as we can in the first year and get the board desires to revisit 60,000 this year. But that would be great. I don't want to get too aggressive. So competing or basically competing with the challenges. Certainly I don't want to let the weather was going to big one.
When it comes to the trees and our financing point of view, I would love to be able to get to go through it all, but it wasn't in our budget. We didn't have this budget, so now we are drawn to the task of finding the money without harming or hurting the rest of our finances from the city code. So what I'm looking for is a way to give you as much as we can this year to do what we absolutely need to do to take care of the danger funds and those that need to come out right away. Certainly, if we have a dead tree should come out. It's not a sore at the very least, but we still have to take care of the danger funds. We have to take care of those that are going to cause us problems that could be liabilities, first and foremost. And then we add the next priority, those that are dead and such, and keep coming down the line with as much money as we can reasonably find and record. And I realize this is not a one-year program. We made that very clear that we're looking at a five-year program. We may need to stretch that to 6, maybe even 7 years to get it all into the CIP. And right now we're kind of behind the eight ball because you need money soon to be able to have it. You have this work happen before the season gets too far ahead of us. So that's what we're challenged with.
Mm-hmm.
Where can we take it from responsibly?
Right.
And let's remember, we're taking it out of our reserves. This finance person is going to tell you, you better be looking at how we're going to be putting that back.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never know when another blip like this, at a worse capacity, is going to come along. And you know, I'm not for better. So they just put something. I'd like the money in the bank. So back to, and Ron, maybe you can be right with this. I'm not sure I understand this, but we're looking at capital project fund. It's called Other Enhancements, and it's the downtown flood control project. We have $153,000, almost 153 accounts. I don't know what that project is actually for, and Steve wasn't really able to jump on that one either. Is that an area that we will need all of that money, or is that one of those that's probably going to need more? So if we can get that answer, that helps us.
And certainly what I can provide us that 2008, 2009, we the buildings became master. Could be made into regional stormwater retention basins. Somewhat for flood control, but more so for concept of fee in lieu of retention, where it can be used to attract developers to maximize the totally assertive. Gave us a Cedar Valley Park Pond is the top of the potential locations. And Park Road reconstruction will take stormwater to Cedar Valley Park Pond. Conditions to detain him and release it back in a controlled manner. to do, we have to essential question, given where we're at today,
okay, so help me here, because I'm like, is this money we want to play with now and get caught up? Obviously, we want to do this project, just not now.
Well, I agree with Roger. If we had worked on it or had something going on, but I think I would need, say, 153,000 in this, do 125 or 130 with me, you know, tomorrow 20 or 25 out of that one.
Actually, there's 223,400, although that's in the earmark for 232,802. There's a correction on the paper, I'm not sure. But those figures would be conservative. Let's say $223,000 is in this account. Would 150, or could we just take what we need this year out of this account safely and responsibly?
Is 153 going to happen?
No,
but I sure would like to be more confident in our CIP for next year, so we don't take all of it for the calendar. But if we can take an even part of the treatment on the IP here,
we can take half of it there and half on reserves.
Well, actually, we have it right now in our general fund because we received extra money that we weren't actually anticipating. So we can do a combination and not hurt anyone.
Not hurt anybody, exactly.
Right. But I'm thinking we can do it if we do this through a combination of accounts.
Right.
And then, if I'm not mistaken, there's, well, that's the same thing as the downtown.
Yeah.
I have another question, though. If we give it 60 and then we decide to increase it now, if you have the same time that we start advertising out to see what people have trees that have to come down that would be willing to participate in buying the trees.
Absolutely.
You do that on the first
going. So the board and opening costs as to why I get the deals made and program that generally described here. I'm going to definitely want to get on with that. Spinning out who's going to pay some part, either 100% of the cost of the tree or 50% of the cost of the tree purchase.
I have another question about this too. It just occurred to me today, and my property is one of those that falls right into this. What about those houses that are more than one ash tree on my property to do that? I have five. I would love to do a tree. But that's only one I got stopped. Because we're a corner lot. We got five of those suckers. And I just think asking me to replace five trees.
Well, yeah, that would be a huge one. Like, I got one up the paper for my eyes.
But if eventually I have to pay in some way for all five, and work a deal for all five, I'm really getting the boot end here.
Guess you're going last, man.
I didn't say that.
You know what? I would rather see a neighbor or someone else get their trees done. That's not even, where I'm coming from. I'm just saying, I know I'm not the only one in that place. And I'm concerned about those who are going to be biting a bigger bullet than the average person who might have one or two. And I think we have to make some kind of consideration for those people.
Okay.
You could get along with the band and let me at least say my perspective from my interaction with other municipalities and having cross-sharing programs is cross-sharing programs have been utilized but not been a groundswell of contribution to secure the trees and if I had to ask 10% or anything, I'd love
So are we saying $300,000 for 700 trees now, and then 60,000 above the end of that?
Yeah. Can you give me $300,000 to make this problem?
No, we're not asking $300,000.
If I can interject one thing, and all of the points, great discussion. Thank you, everybody. The one thing that I just want to point out is this isn't only an ugly thing, it's a hazardous condition. The sooner that we move on this, the more comfortable I'm going to be with it. If anybody's been watching articles in the newspaper written about our neighboring communities throughout the county, throughout northeastern Illinois. This is a horrific event that's happening. And there's a fair amount of bad press out there, some villages. And right now, I haven't seen any directed at us. And the quicker that we can move on this to establish, as Ron has, since I've known him, I always say, having Ron Lake take a leadership role. I think it's just another feather in our hat. We're going to have to deal with this. It's obvious it's going to be ever-evolving, what we're thinking we've got to deal with today. I bet in 6 months it might have to be revisited and rethought. So, you know, thank you for being prudent with the numbers and being responsible in finding it. But, again, I just want to encourage a quicker decision.
This year's project. Once we have a fallout of what it's going to cost this year in particular, then we can obviously, I think, find this cash in the general fund and that other project that we were talking about. And if for some reason, you know, we need a little bit more, we still do have some in reserves, although I will caution us if we're going to take it out of reserves, we'll look at how we're going to receive reserves. year to replace those signs.
My business is in Jackson's.
Go Russ, go Russ, go Russ.
We're here. And I think it's doable. I do think it's doable. For 60,000, I think it's doable. If we have to cough up more, I'm going to choke, but we absolutely have to. With promises from everyone that if we take it out of reserve, we are looking at a program to put it back. Because I think that would be necessary.
So right now we have a general consensus to move forward on the urban forest management presentation as it's written.
First, thank you for having us here. I'd like to thank Ron, who sent me all the information on with the organization and the copay. When we showed up 2 weeks ago, we're in Silverleaf Land without speaking as a private citizen. Silverleaf Land has nothing to do with what I say. When we were in our last homeowners association, our first concern was we get rid of the old trees. So if you segment what the issues are and just deal with what we do with the trees that are dead, if that's part of it. How to replace them. Ron and I were talking this morning after I received this package, and one of my thoughts is, why is the village in the free goods? Why not get out of it? If you look at 6,000 trees, which is in your figures, and Rush, you and I both said we paid about $3 to $4 last year, let's say we got it down to $200 a tree times 6,000, 12 million. If we paid the $3 and a quarter that you and I paid, we're talking 19.5 million. Gee, that makes all of the roadwork that needs to be done. What is the village get by replacing the trees when you can be doing other things with the infrastructure, the seed money for the incubation? I think there are other things that would be a greater return. And if you deal with just the removal of the dead trees now, to be able to consider what we would like the trees, how do we repopulate? It gives you some time on the grass in that term. But certainly we would argue that deal with the dead and dying trees now. There's an old cliche, one rotten apple spoils a barrel. The corollary is all the good apples in the barrel can make the bad apple good again. So let's get rid of the diseased trees, the dying trees. Give me the time on how to repopulate, but certainly I as a tax holder say, hey, why do you need to be in the business? Why do I need to keep giving you money to put a tree in? And I have a neighbor, that's what happened 2 years ago when there was a waste management truck spewed 120 gallons of hydraulic. They replaced the trees. They didn't water them last drought. And you have two more dead trees. So we're going to replace two trees in 2 years and a saw every water. I want to put good money into that. So I would certainly warn you against the village doing that as a de facto program.
Mr. Bauer, can I have your address for the record?
Yes, ma'am. 2585 West Magnolia Lane, Civil Leaf Flat.
Thank you.
Okay. So is there a consensus on the board, if I may ask, is there a consensus on the board to go ahead with the removal and replacement, or where is the board at?
I think you made a valid point.
The dangerous trees being removed first. Then the dead, and then.
Then the dangerous trees.
Then the dangerous trees first.
Right. After. No, it's the dangerous trees.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And then the dangerous trees. How many we need to replace? How many the residents are willing to help with? Is that the case? And you know where we sit financially before we commit money to. And a tree program, we're looking at infrastructure issues. Mm-hmm. I think we could do it, but is that where we want to go?
I will.
May I respond? Mr. Bauer and I had an excellent conversation, and things like we were in the
people meeting with HOA, our homeowners association, all the people come to your meetings in July? Or if they would have to approach the cost? When we went to our home board meeting, I went to replace the trees personally. And they said they could do nothing because they belong to the village. Maybe it'd be a good time for all of you to approach them and say, how can we work together to replace the trees after you remove them? I think maybe they'd be more willing if they didn't have to pay $300 a tree or $100 a tree. So they would know what to budget for in our homeowners. Because we all have spare money in our homeowners as well. Maybe we could start a program and rebuild the trees as well with you.
Well, again, like I said, this is going to be a revolving project. There's no doubt about that. Will this be topic at the Homeowners Association? Absolutely. You know, to come up with all the answers tonight, it's impossible.
We work on the East Coast, and I'll tell you, I've never seen roads as bad as, we've lived in 10 states in our married life, and I've never seen roads as bad as you have here in Lake County. So to me, I'm not worried about a tree that looks good in the corner. I think we'll drive down the road without seeing any new shots. Every time we drive on the road. So maybe, now I agree that the trees look beautiful and most people will invest in their own property. But I think there's other important things as well, like perfectly lined trees that people are not going to water after you plant them or take care of them. A lot of people will not because they don't think it belongs to them. For one thing, it's part of your village. Nobody feels they need to mow the grass underneath that. Maybe we need to relook at how we're looking at the parkway.
Understandable. I think for tonight's meeting, though, the purpose is, should we go ahead with the notion of removing first dangerous trees, second dead trees, and then the rest of the...
And then six trees after that.
Six trees after that, but, you know, and then the rest of the presentation needs to be revisited. Is that a fair assumption to say so we can move on?
I would agree.
Very good.
Well, Mayor, just so we know what the resolution should say, is there going to be a revision to this document, or are we bringing a resolution next time directing Ron to get going with that program?
I would say
that. Resolution next time with the priority items, is that?
With priority items.
Okay.
So we can bring that to the regular board, or does that come back to committee of the whole?
The resolution should go to the regular board meeting, correct?
But you'll have the revisions before the new grant.
Correct.
Okay. Oh,
all right. Backup generator.
Backup generator. Ron, you want to pitch the backup generator?
As indicated in the summer, purchase on a 2-year fixed
did not.
I did.
I thought that's what this was, but.
Yeah. Well, no, Mark emailed it for everybody.
It was one of his emails.
All separate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we didn't get it till Friday and the packets went out.
Okay.
His email to everybody. Thing like this comes up, we should have copies up here for everybody that night. Boy, it's getting confusing. Well, I gave it till Friday and the packets went out, because you guys want to hear it then.
Let's discuss this at a later meeting.
Yeah.
This is a needed item. When it does back up, Hunter State apartment is the first floor of the old unit are back in the sewer, so I've experienced that myself. Over the prior manager there, so I'm not going to be involved in it.
Everybody agree?
We've talked about backup generators in the past, too. We've had issues with when we had a severe power outage and such, and we got everybody around the chickens put out their heads, barely everything moving. We did have a couple of blips that caused at least one resident some damage that we ended up having to help with. So I think this is really a necessity. It sure is, because the claims aren't for these issues.
So we'll move forward.
Yes.
Hart Road update.
Thank you, Mayor. We asked that the five person that should be actually made a change from the industrial area, Robin and Peach, my county clerk, of course, for it to get my intention. So I think the project is moving.
Thank you. Nipersink.
The approved project is to resurface the western piece of Nipersink Road where we had the last fiscal year. Short distance from the last in my interaction with the Grand Township Highway Commissioner, a Grand Township only in the last 1,250 feet from our village limit to Wilson Road, they're lowering and deciding to partner with us, paying their share of the design, construction management. So, we'd like to get this project designed and going, and bring back to the public information from the board to the county and the council community to memorialize the formal cooperative effort of the Grand Township.
My only question, the original budget there, the $8,000, was that based on the assumption of us bearing the full cost?
Yes.
Okay. So the fact that you're able to negotiate an agreement with Grant Township is really great. Saving some money.
And hopefully the larger contest will give us better union prices.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Ron.
Thank you. Is that it? Thank you, Ron. Special events.
All righty. Well, we'll start with the 4th of July. The parade, I'm sorry, on Thursday. Looks like lineup is at 8:30. I'm comfortable to say if we could all be here by 7:45, no later than 8. 30 minutes should be more than enough to head down to the lake. Again, anybody who is willing and would like to donate candy, please feel free. Again, all of you that are interested in riding on the float, please join us there at 7:45, 8 o'clock. Have any chance that little cards made or...
I didn't know I was supposed to.
Yeah, little card stock, we're going to do like eight, just a handout?
No, nobody told me to do that.
Okay, all right, I'll see if I can.
For what?
Just, we had an idea of the hometown stuff, to kind of just hand out the cards, somebody walk in.
And it was like, but nobody.
Just kind of hand them out. Yeah, nothing big, that we're going to lose a lot of money in ink and card stock on. Let me look in, I'll get some stuff with you on that one.
How many think we need?
I don't know. Couple hundred? There's a lot of people off, you don't want to obviously give them to the children, but if you want to hand them off to the adults.
I think that's the largest.
Yeah, that's
awesome. You can save legs, we got most.
Yeah.
Maybe a little better on the side, just stay right over.
Well, we need a phone. There's no room.
Could we have a sound system?
I don't have that one.
You know, when somebody is prepared, I'm sure you don't have a room. I mean, the last party was still going, because it was the morning, the morning. And this one, you have a fire engine and a siren, and then the sound of the fish, so it's going to be amazing crazy.
Okay, well, I will work on a curiosity, I don't know if Pat would even know if I have that card, but is there a card stock here to see?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can ask Martha.
I do have some card stock in yellow. You're welcome to all of it, it's less than a ream, but depending on how many you're doing for a page, you're welcome.
I'm contemplating
this. Yeah, you should have maybe
150
pages.
I don't have card stock.
I have a
paper.
It's like something like that.
Okay. And yellow?
Yes, yellow.
Perfect for
yourself. You're welcome to it.
Yep. Okay. All right. Well, that's that. And I think that's covered everything for the 4th of July. Obviously, we got through public works, all our drivers are set up on for both vehicles, the truck that's going to carry the trailer and the other one. Flag situation is under control.
We show up, even though I will be crying and get a cold in your
trailer. Oh. Gee, that doesn't sound enthusiastic. You're crying in the trailer!
I'm my car,
Dale. Bring your neck brace.
And all the great things
What are we wearing, Christina?
Red light blue, please.
Jeans, I mean, is it
resistant? Let's
down, kind of.
Casual.
Okay.
Casual.
Both the 81 and sunny, so everybody's fingers crossed, not like 100 last year.
Do you know the time of the parade, how long the parade will take from start to finish?
A good hour. Hour and 15 minutes last year.
Hour and 15, hour and a half.
That was a long one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of angel.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing that they're allowing water guns and water balloons. It's usually a wet one here morning, so we do want it to be kind of warm.
Sure.
Yes. Maybe it's a voice deal.
The adults can get away with that?
So people get caught in the crossfire.
All right, Ron, thank you for your help, and Don as well, on the decorating yesterday. I think that's it for that. National Night Out. Chief, I'm going to let you touch on that a little bit.
August 6th, 5 p.m. on hot dogs, popcorn, snow cones. Comcast is going to bring the stuff over their mascots from one of the children's channels and it's open line. They're going to bring stuff over the costumes and mascots. That's why I talked to them as early as today, recently as today, that I need to leave. So we're pretty excited. Have to get word out about the cruise line to the cars and then.
Yeah.
Trustee
Trippin and I are going in the house. I'm not busy though. Was that even the month of it or in the car?
Okay. You're going to do it as a bunch of stuff. I'll let the police station. Charlie Coy is going to bring his trailer. He's got an everyday barbecue trailer. Unless you go to Citizens, he's going to do it. The hot dogs. It's going to be pretty fun.
Is there anything else you want to bring? unfrozen, whatever you'll be long for free, whatever it's more. And you're hoping to get it after that.
Chief, so you don't need for anything? I need to be, can you give us a list? Can we volunteer to bring stuff?
I think we have, I want to bring some water, a case of water or something.
You don't need chips, you don't need buns, you don't need mustard, ketchup, napkins, plates, foil?
I'll do this in for you.
Okay. Next is Downtown Fest, which at this point I'm just going to invite everybody tomorrow night, 6 p.m. in the room there. Further discussion off of what we discussed 10 days ago. Feel free to come in and give your ideas.
May I have you just there for a moment? Madam Clerk, we have had a request from the Chamber of Commerce. Shannon, I would like you to send her just a brief description of the fast, a made up flyer, if you will, something that she can put out so that we can have more crafters and vetted back for it. But she's waiting for something from you that she can send out to all of them. She thinks there's a good amount of them, but she wants to give something concrete.
Did you speak that to me, or did you speak that to Pat?
Actually, I'm asking the clerk.
Okay. All right. And last but not least, not on here, but I think I can just touch base with that. If you would so kindly break this down to Dan and Pat. This is the response that I have received since your email, Dan. Thank you very much for sending it. Went out. So it kind of gives you an idea. That's where we are at for the family picnic. And at this point, we are at a 9 that are confirmed out of... I'll send an email real quick, not to send it to my email link. Right after the end of the day.
I don't know if I sent it.
I got yours. Okay. Yes, I got yours, I got Pat.
Maybe I responded to Dan.
So I don't know if, what we want to do with this is we want to give it 2 more weeks. Ron, did you pass it on to all of your employees? The family picnic email? Just looking to
play.
I'm sorry, play picnic. Just looking for an idea who could, who would want to, and who would show it up.
Have it. Have that conversation.
Okay.
Okay.
Committed. Okay, if you would do that to me in the morning and then maybe after. The police department did go well. I didn't hear from anybody here in the office. So maybe I'll give it a couple more days, and then I will send it to you, Dan, and then we'll go from there just to see whatever
response.
Yeah,
me for 2. I'll send it to you.
You did send it to me.
To you.
I thought you copied it.
No, no.
No.
Okay.
Did you
mean, sorry.
Are we opening up to family?
I know I got her email. Anyway, so we'll give this a 2 more days. Ron, if you can communicate with me regarding your department, and if you, Dan, see anybody downstairs, you'll know who responded if there was anyone downstairs.
Okay.
Okay. And that is it for me.
Thank you.
By the way, I guess I don't have to leave as well.
Thank you.
Can you set up CD correct in the piano?
I did see them. I helped name them. Stare at my name. You are my friend again. Just in case you thought you were wrong.
If I could ask, in the past, what's the number that we're looking at that is a desirable amount of people to go ahead with the employee?
I didn't have anything to do with the last year, so I can't answer that.
I thought that there was a magic number. There was just some that were more people that would it than wouldn't. Certain departments do better than others, but we decided to go ahead last year. No, not last year. The year before we went ahead. On the
before
we
had 90.
Yeah.
With
90 or 90?
99.
We don't have to.
Which was over 90 left.
That showed up.
That said we caught.
Oh.
It was a pretty good turnout.
That's a lot. And I will tell you another thing that I found through the chief's department. Somebody, Eric, is getting married that day. So I'm sure those that won't be at the wedding are the ones that are going to be in the flock. So, you know, that's a big...
So what's the total number we are right now?
11 plus 4 more, so 15, I got it.
So...
Both Ron's got some.
Right. Since this puts out all the old apartments into a bit of a quagmire, can we change the date to accommodate our police department? Would it be worthwhile?
I want to put out a message to the department that they exceed the
Okay.
I will say one officer did say he's stopping. He's on duty. But he's stopping. He grabbed a white tee. So.
Well, we have a couple of officers who are often cool and hidden, so missing our little creature on to be a shame.
Are we going to take
them? No, I don't think we
have. Then we'll talk and take them.
Thank you, Vicki.
You're welcome.
Building and zoning, the grass weed cutting review of ordinance and pros.
I'm not still working on that. I had Eric do some research for me, so I got some more information. So hopefully next meeting I will have something at least in writing, but nothing right now.
Thank you. Police Department.
Mr. Mayor, members of the board, the agenda item summary is made up of the police department involves the high school research office. This agreement is the end of the year with the four schools. The only changes from last year's agreement to this year's agreement, other than A, is in section 2.451 at the bottom of page 4, where it talks about that the officer acted in a true officer capacity when necessary to fight. Offered language to adjust it, tries to follow up a little bit more detail about when the officer would act as a true officer and make sure that we take in regard for the county's past program. That's very important procedure the county wants us to follow. So that's an issue for me. Other than that, the only change. We do normally rotate the officer every 2 years, and right now we see the officer coming every 3 years, and he is going to be changing the model here this time, so.
And he's aware of that and okay with that?
Well, he's the one who's requested.
Oh.
Yeah. He's very aware.
How obviously we have an officer in there, which is 2 years, but the officer has had it in a third year, so thank the officer.
Is there anything formal that we have done? Certificate? Okay. For the officer?
Yes.
As a thank you?
No, we don't usually
have. Oh, okay. Be nice.
Yeah.
We're moving forward on this one.
Yes,
thank you. Administration. Suggested new topics. Executive session. Going to move to executive session for possible litigation.
Probable litigation there.
Probable.
Wow.
Thank you. Motion made by Trustee Newby and seconded by Trustee Trifon. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? This meeting is adjourned at 8:56.
Where